Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Broderick Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Juan Eichelberger. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hasse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoyt. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Law scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bud Anderson now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hasse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive towards short. Dibzinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Perkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Salome Barojas now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to first to double up Hasse. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dibzinski moves to second. One out. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Tom Paciorek pinch hits for Rudy Law. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk is walked intentionally. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Dibzinski moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Paciorek now playing right field. Harold Baines now playing center field. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk fires to first and picks off Tabler. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.